Mom, this is my last chance. From her lounger on the deck of our cabin, Mom fluttered her lids, like she might break focus from her true loves, Margaret Atwood and gin and tonic, and look at me, her daughter. But she didn't. I'm 11. It's already 1988. I'm getting boobs. I have to go to summer camp this year. I should have already gone to camp. In my camp fantasy, I meet a boy who thinks I'm very funny and likes me a lot. Due to my underdeveloped body, the camp counselor has no suspicions that I am a horny teen and am able to sneak away with the boy and kiss him all summer long. If I have boobs at camp, 1, a boy may like me for my boobs, and 2, it will be harder for me to hide that puberty has me amped up. She sipped, laughed, and replied, "Remember you told me you had a lump and made me take you to the doctor because you thought it was cancer, but really it was your breast growing?" Of course she would ridicule my concerns about cancer at a time like this. I swatted away my mortal enemy, a mosquito. All this suffering, the heat, mosquitoes, my emotional anguish regarding a rite of passage I was going to miss. And she lay there drinking and laughing about my cancer boob. "Mom, I'm serious. I want to go to camp while I'm still young, before I really get boobs. You want a naive girl with boobs away at camp?" With that, she looked up at me. "Let me think about it. Can you go inside and make some orange juice?" I was angry that she was avoiding the camp talk, but replied, "Yes, of course." Because I knew that in order to go to summer camp, I would probably have to, 1, do everything she wanted me to do, or 2, manipulate the situation via her guilt over denying her helpful child the one thing she wanted most. I stood up and waddled across the hot deck on the sides of my scalding feet. My new boob shook ever so slightly as I walked. I hadn't been joking about wanting to go to camp before I got boobs. I liked talking to boys. Talking to boys while away at camp was a key factor in all of my camp fantasies. I couldn't even imagine what it would be like with boobs in the way. And I knew my hormones were really kicking in, because I was sweating through my shirts all the time, and I kept rereading my Judy Blumes. I'd already had my first eruption of acne, which I had worn with extreme pride, as it signified my impending teendom. "Do you have chicken pox?" my 11-year-old friends had asked. "No," I had boasted. "It's acne, can you believe it? I'm only 11. Side note, had my dermatologist told me that at the age of 37, I'd still be applying cream to my face every night in my battle with acne, I might have ended it all at that point. My mother looked forward to summer vacation almost as much as my little sister Lauren and I did. Most summers, she was not working, and my dad would stay home in Edmonton, while Mom, Lauren, and I would pack up the old Volvo station wagon and go to the lake cabin for 2 months. I felt like another person when I was at the cabin, in the middle of nowhere. Mom and I spent our summers the same way, reading books. She would do it in the sun, tucking her thick black hair behind the bows of her sunglasses and leaning back into the plastic chairs, basting herself in layers of Johnson & Johnson's baby oil. She would spend weeks inviting more and more potential melanoma onto her body while sipping a gin and tonic. I would read inside the house, away from the bugs and smells and cancer, and was only allowed to take the occasional sip of gin, but didn't see that as a privilege. That stuff tasted like pain. Lauren, well, I didn't really know what Lauren did. She was 2 years younger than me and didn't like reading. But she also didn't hang out with me. We were rarely within 50 feet of each other, except when we were watching Three's Company in the afternoon or sleeping, after Lauren returned from the woods or the beach, wherever she was, rinsed the day down the shower drain and climbed into the bunk above mine. I loved nothing more than spending 2 months lying in bed with my stack of 50 new books from Greenwood's Bookshop, R.I.P. Greenwood's Bookshop, on my dresser, the soles of my feet planted firmly above me on the rough cedar walls of our bedroom. Summers were for books, cabin bunk beds, Casey Kasem on the radio, Investigating septic fields and watching the rural television stations caught by crooked tinfoil-covered antennae on top of our old TV. These were the things I was allowed to do, and I was totally content doing them until I discovered that I was missing something very important, that many of my best friends, the characters in the books I was devouring, were experiencing. Summer camp.